Our scripture for today comes from Paul's letter to the church at Colossae in the third chapter, reading verses 12 through 15. Hear the word of the Lord. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so that you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony, and let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body, and be thankful. May God bless this reading and hearing of this, his holy word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day. Father, we ask that you would please help us to put aside the cares of our hearts. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable to you. For it is in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. Okay, you heard the mini version of the service, sermon. Now, this is the big word. We're coming up on Thanksgiving, which the family gets together and you have ham or turkey, mashed potatoes, a thousand kinds of green beans, a thousand kinds of salads, ambrosia, all that other stuff. I'm getting hungry. All that stuff. We have all the family together and we're just so thankful that we can all get together. And then the family patriarch or whoever gives a blessing for the food. And what's included in that prayer? Usually it's big, large things. Thank you for this family. Thank you for this feast. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. And it's usually, like I said, something particularly big. In our scripture today, Paul's talking to the church, and he lists off all of these things. You know, being humble, helping people, forgiving each other. And then at the end, he throws in this, and be thankful. It's a little thing, like I said, that Paul kind of throws in at the end of this reading. But it's important. It's important. And be thankful. Yes, and it's easy to be thankful for the large things. We're thankful for our marriages, whether it is 6 years, like William and Ping, or it's 34 years for Holly and I, and probably what, you and JW, you're in 45 years. My parents, 59 years. Big things. We're thankful for our families. We're thankful for our kids. You know, that's a big thank you for me right there. And it's also a big thank you I get to pick on him. But we're always focused on the big stuff. Well, what about the little stuff? Is that less important than being thankful for big stuff? I don't think so. And I would put to you that I think the small things are maybe more important to acknowledge and be thankful for than the big things. Let me give you a couple examples from my life. I've been substitute teaching in Radford Public Schools. And I'm either a teacher, I'm either subbing for a teacher or I'm subbing for what they now call a paraprofessional, right? We used to call them aides back in my day. And one day I was subbing for a paraprofessional, and in the morning I had to help two boys. One was named Marshall, the other was named Hunter. Now, Hunter was pretty good, okay? I don't know what the PC term is for it, but Marshall is just a little bit slow. What would you call that?
Developmentally delayed.
That's so true. Now, Hunter was a handful. Hunter had problems concentrating. He would get up and walk around the classroom. If he got really riled up, hey, Hunter, let's go take a walk. Oh, okay. And we'd go, we'd have a walk and whatnot. We went to PE, and he went in, and I sat outside of the auditorium door because I was told I had to be ready in case Hunter bolted. Well, Hunter came flying out, really upset at what another student had done to him. And I said to him, Hunter, calm down and tell me what happened. And you know what Hunter did? Hunter wasn't hyper. He was a little bit agitated, but he told me exactly what had happened. We finished off the morning and everything was fine. Now, last week I was substituting again at Belheath for another class. And if you've ever been in Belheath, you walk in and there's stairs going up to the second floor, which will be landing up at the top. Well, I was bringing the kids back, and there was Hunter standing at the rail with a couple other adults. And we stopped at the top of the stairs, and I went over and I tapped Hunter's shoulder. Hunter turned around, and do you know what he did? He ran over and wrapped his arms around me and gave me a big hug. Now, I was overwhelmed by this. And usually, I have kids that hug me because they know me from rock club. And I usually only do the one-handed hug so it doesn't appear to be inappropriate or whatnot. But I hugged them with both hands. That's a small thing. That was like maybe 10, 15 seconds of my life. But I was so thankful for that, because here is this kid that's got some issues. And he, without hesitation, came over and gave me a hug. I have a lot of kids, like I said, during the day, because I've helped out at Rock Club, and they know me. Aren't you Miss Holly's husband? And, you know, the kids come and, you know, and hug me, and sometimes, you know, you get students nowadays, they're all kind of a little bit riled up and whatnot, a little bit fidgety. And you work with them and you think, this kid's not going to learn anything. And then you work with them and they are so blasted intelligent. And that gives me pleasure. And I'm thankful for that. Again, it's not that big of an interaction. Sometimes it's a minute or 2 minutes, and I go off and I help, you know, someone else. Just little things. Those of you that were here last week, remember that Glenn did time for Young Disciples, right?
Yeah.
Everybody remember that?
I know you do.
Now, this part is rhetorical. I'm just going to state that right now. How many of you got a little bit uncomfortable? How many of you thought, my gosh, Glenn, how long are you going to be doing this? Well, I'll say I did. I was sitting up here, I was listening to what Glenn was doing with the children, having them reading, I think it was from Daniel, reading from Daniel, and I'm sitting there in my mind, Glenn, you're cutting into my sermon time. Knock it off. I had visions. Jane had told me about Helen Hufford doing 25, 30 minute Young Disciples. And I was sitting there thinking, Glenn, you're messing me up. And then he starts praying. And internally, I'm like, hallelujah! He's done. And then, anybody remember what little Brooklyn said? Can I pray? And again, I'm like, oh dear God, am I ever going to get to this sermon? Am I ever going to have time? I thought about it afterwards, and during a discussion with Glenn and with Jane, I realized that I missed two opportunities to be in awe and to be in wonder and to be thankful. I was so worried about, I'm not going to have enough sermon time. We're not going to get out of here at noon, which, by the way, we did. That I missed that there were four children reading the Bible and reading it rather well. Yeah, they tripped over, you know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but you know what? What preacher has not stumbled over those words? You get some of these in the Old Testament. So that was the moment of joy and wonder that I missed, the first one. The second one, and I actually realized this halfway through, was Brooklyn praying. Brooklyn is not in a very good home situation. And this made it even a bigger moment of awe and wonder that this little child prayed that prayer that she did. I felt so bad afterwards. Now, why did I miss that? I missed that because I was preoccupied with something else. I was preoccupied with my selfish wish to have enough time to preach my sermon, that I missed not one, not two, well, maybe one and a half. Acts of wonder to be thankful for. How many times during the day are we just so wrapped up in stuff that we don't see the small acts of people, of situations, the small things that have a big, big impact on us, to which we are called to be thankful. In all things, we are called to be thankful at all times. Now, I'm not saying you don't pay attention to what it is that you need to do or whatnot, but be on the lookout for those little things that happen in our lives or that we make happen
not to toot my own horn, but yesterday after the funeral service, I knew Eddie had to go off for the committal, and I just came over and I said, "Eddie, is there anything that I can do in the sanctuary?" And he says, "Leave it unlocked because we're coming back and turn the lights out." Well, I came over and there was flower debris down here at the front. And I was thankful because that gave me an opportunity to go get the vacuum cleaner and make sure that Eddie didn't need to take care of that. And again, I'm not saying this for my own praise. I'm just saying, you have moments like that that come in our lives. We can either receive them or we can give them. And again, it took me like maybe 5 minutes to sweep up. Not a whole lot of time during my day. But I was thankful to have that opportunity. So, again, my friends, I will ask you the question, how many times during the day do you miss the little things that happen that you need to be thankful for? As I said before, the scripture lists off this long list of things that we as Christians are supposed to do. And you've got that little thing at the end. And be thankful. Go forth from this place on this day and be mindful of the things, big and small, because the small ones count too, to be thankful for. Amen.
Amen.